السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to fear Him and to live your life attaining the piety and living your life as a righteous Muslim, a righteous mu'min, a person who lives his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who knows what he wants from this dunya. And this dunya is subjected to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'atul Mawla Azza wa Jal. Hiya ubudiyyatul Mawla Azza wa Jal. The obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers in Islam, one of the main issues that a concept that misled many people, the concept of intellect, al-aql. Al-aql. The intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. هذا العقل الذي جعله المولى عز وجل مناطا للتكليف. this aql that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it, the reason for you become an obligated person. هذا العقل, this intellect is a fitna like any other fitna in your life. وَكَمْ أُفْتُتِنَ أَقْوَامٌ بِعُقُولِهِمْ. How many people they fall into fitna because of their intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified to us this aql. And when the person is labeled the aql in Islam, when the person is labeled a aql, a person with intellect in Islam, متى يصبح المرء عاقلا في الإسلام. When can you be a person with intellect in this deen? Ikhwa, pay attention, because the corruption could have crept up to you while you think you are on the haqq. You'll be sitting thinking you are on the haqq because of the length of your beard, but you are in misguidance, drowning, submerged in it. Why? Because you are cheated through your intellect that you are on the haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He spoke in the Holy Quran about the concept of aql, He related it to the person who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-aqilu fil Islam, al-aqilu fil Quran, huwa alladhi arafa haqqa khaliqihi min khilali ayatihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let's read the ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in an ayah that we continuously repeat, in a verse that we continuously repeat, He showed us who has the aql. Who has the aql, and He is labeled as aql. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and earth. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and earth. And the turning and the changing of the day, of the night and day. والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس. And in the ship that sails in the sea with what benefits the people. وَمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ فَأَحْيَى بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةِ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And with the rain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He sends from the heavens, and with it He brings out vegetation, and with the wind that moves between the heavens and the earth. لآيات لقوم يعقلون. Verses for the ones who have intellect. So العقل, العاقل, من عرف نعمة الله عليه. العاقل, who knows the blessing of Allah. So the one who rejects the blessing of Allah, the one who turns away from Allah, he's not a person with intellect. When you reflect at the creation of Allah, when you reflect on the creation of the heavens and earth, when you reflect at the sea and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the favorable wind that sails, and when you reflect about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He sends the rain, and you look at the earth that is dead, and then the vegetation grow after the earth has been dead for a long time, and the scattered animals throughout the earth, and you say, Subhanallah, Al-Khaliq, Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, you are a person with intellect. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also in another ayah, I cannot enumerate the ayat for you that related the aql to the ones who recognize the right of Allah. Ya ikhwah, the worst person who denies the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worst person who denies the favors of Allah. Ya akhi, who only come on Friday feeling guilty that you want to come to the masjid on Friday. You only pray on a Friday. Have you reflected of what Allah has given you? And Allah favored you and gave you so much that at least you need to pray 5 times a day thanking your Lord. And you think you're smart and you think you have intellect and you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you aql, mashallah. أنا رجل أعمال كبير ولي أموال كثيرة ورزق كثير ولا أذكر الله إلا قليلا. I am a very smart businessman. I earn so much and I do so much, but I hardly remember Allah. Look how smart I am. No. What did Qarun say? What did Qarun say? I've been given this with a knowledge, with my intellect, that Allah destroyed him. He never recognized the favor of Allah upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ard. Allah is the creator of the heavens and earth. Wa anzala mina as-sama'i ma'an fa akhraja bihi min ath-thamarati rizqan lakum. And he sent down from the heavens water. With it, he grew. With it, he gave you vegetation. Wa sakhkhara lakum al-fulka litajriya fil bahri bi amrihi. And he subjected the fulk, the ship that sails in the sea, by his order. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ. And he subjected for you the rivers, the water of it, because easily can be flooded and destroy you. And وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ. And he subjected the sun and the moon, one following the other without stopping. Nothing wrong will goes with them. Then at a stop like your clock, they keep going forever and ever until Allah ordered them to stop. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُهُ. And he gave you from everything that you asked. And listen to this mesmerizing. استمع كيف يصف المولى عز وجل حال ابن آدم. Listen how Allah describes the status, the reality. Who is the son of Adam? Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he describes the son of Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue the ayah to say, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. And if you enumerate the favors of Allah, you cannot enumerate it. Indeed, the insan, all of the insan, by nature, azalum, oppressor, kafar, continuously reject the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the status of the son of Adam. He turns away from the favor of Allah. Yakfuru bi ni'amillah. Either major by rejecting, and that's the major kafir, or minor by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't just say, I say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and I am a mu'min, and alhamdulillah, that would suffice me. I pray on Friday, Eid and Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, I'm a good Muslim. Anta zalumun kafar. Yes, not like the major kafir, but you are zalum kafar. You have rejected أنعم الله عليك كفرت بأنعم الله عليك. Pay attention. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related intellect والعقل to the one who recognized the ni'mah of Allah. إذن العاقل هو المسلم. The عاقل is the Muslim. العاقل هو المسلم. The one who has عقل is the Muslim, because he recognized the ni'mah of Allah. Is that enough? No. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributed a different trait. جاء المولى عز وجل بوصف آخر وهو وصف أولي الألباب. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came with more specific attribute. to mankind. There are people who have aql and they are better than them. The ones, ulul albab, as the ulama described al-lub, huwa khulasatu aqli al-muwahhid. It is the essence, the residue, the pure residue of the intellect of the muwahhid, the monotheist. Because the kafir has no aql. If you have no aql, then he have obviously no lub. And that's why in accurate issues, in the delicate issues, Allah will attribute it to ulil albab. Allah will attribute it to whom? To ulil albab. Come a little bit closer, my brothers, because the brothers are standing outside. Come a little bit closer. And pay attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he spoke about the issue of the majority and the minority, when he told us about the majority of people that we all cheated with, the majority cannot be wrong. The millions of people cannot be wrong. And a few hundred people are right. Very easy for your aql to be cheated with that. And that is the biggest misconception of our time. Because we turned away from the ilm. We turned away from the Quran and the correct understanding of the Quran. That who said the majority are correct. And only ulil albab, not ulil uqul, ulil albab, that will recognize that the majority doesn't have to be right. The majority doesn't have to be right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this in the Quran. Power to the majority. The majority has to be right. We can't be all wrong. But who recognizes this? The one who has the essence of aql. The one who have sharp sight. The one who is illuminated by the light of Allah. The one who gave him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala light. Otherwise, why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would describe al-firqa al-najiyah, the successful sect, to be the minority? Why in another hadith, he would describe him an-nuzza'u min al-qaba'il, few from every tribe. They're the minority, and they are the successful sect. And listen to the ayat. وَاسْتَمِعْ إِلَى كَلَامِ الْمَوْلَى عَزَّ وَجَلَّ كَيْفَ يُخَصِّصُ أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ هُمْ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ حَقَائِقَ الْأُمُورِ وَأَنَّ كَثْرَةَ النَّاسِ وَكَثْرَةَ الْأَتْبَاعِ وَكَثْرَةَ الْخَبِيثِ لَيْسَ بِدَلِيلٍ عَلَى الصِّحَّةِ كما يقول المولى عز وجل. يقول المولى عز وجل. يقول المولى عز وجل. قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب. قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب. Say the filth will never be equal to the pure. Say the filth will never be equal to the pure. ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث. Even though that so much khabith pleases you, even if the majority of the khabith pleases you and you are astonished by it. So a person would reflect and say, look at all these people. How can they be wrong? Look how beautiful they are. But no. No, even if this big number astonishes you, وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ, even if this big number amazes you, they're not equal to the طيب. But who recognizes this? Who can see? Who's got the sharp view as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Fear Allah of people, O people of albab, the one who have the sharp intellect, so you may be successful. It's a bigger step. Recognizing Allah and subjecting to the command of Allah is one step. The second step, to recognize the haqq between the majority. To have the aql, the lub, the sharp intellect, which is majority of people, unfortunately today, it is hidden from them. That's why Muslims and non-Muslims today, they base their judgment according and upon what? The majority. The majority goes one way, we all fly with it. And that is one of the mistakes and the misconception that misleading the youth today and misleading the Muslims today and misleading the majority of Muslims today. While Islam, he said, لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again he brings your attention. The ayat are many, I'm just choosing and picking accordingly. Otherwise we can go on and mention ayat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and listen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And if you obey the majority on this earth, they will misguide you from the path of Allah. They will mislead you from the path of Allah. The majority normally mislead you from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. They only follow doubt. They're not sure. Every day they have some new scenario. Every day some new thing. You monitor the man-made law. It cannot be fixed at all the time. Today they give you a promise, tomorrow they change it. Why? إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. It's all assumptions. We try. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the ayah, وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. And indeed, all what they do is khars, assume. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he points out again for us that the majority of the people on this earth, if you were to obey them, they will mislead you from the path of Allah and throw you in Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah, he said, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And majority of the people believe in Allah, but whilst they are polytheists. So the concept of majority and the concept of aql has to be corrected. And the ones who have sharp intellect, they لا يتبعون كل ناعق. They do not follow everyone who says something. They do not follow anyone who says something. And take of your case and my case. We are prepared to research everything. If we want to open a business, we want to buy a business, we want to buy a car. You see the research, the extensive research and the months and years we put. But in issues of Islam and ibadah, any fatwa that comes, we take it. We don't even try to research. We don't spend the time to research. We don't spend the time to listen and look. And if someone says to me, don't listen to this sheikh. Okay, I won't listen to this sheikh. But just listen. And listen to others. And know the haqq and follow it. The haqq will always has milestones wa alamat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ja'ala al-haqq وَاضِحًا بَيِّنًا. Allah made the haqq واضح clear. وَلَكِنَّ الْحَقَّ لَا يَأْتِيكَ عَلَيْكَ أَن تَذْهَبَ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Al-haqq will never come knocking on your door. Al-haqq is not going to knock on your door. You have to go out and seek it and look for it. Otherwise, what you are going to meet Allah about? My brother, you research the bulldogs and the eels and the kilab. If you want to buy a guard dog, which is the best dog I can put in my backyard. But when it comes to the Sharia of Islam, I'm prepared to meet Allah with whatever this guy says or that guy says. Wallahi, even brothers seek for fatwa. Brothers, just because he see a person with a thawb and a bead, he will take a fatwa from him. Khalas, he says, he goes to the masjid, he hears lessons, that means he's on the haq. But following the majority and following this misconception, only for the ones who have intellect, they have albab, they are able to differentiate. Why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would warn from ulama, du'at ala abwabi jahannam, da'i on the door of jahannam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described him, da'i ala babi jahannam, sitting on the door of jahannam. You listen to him, he will throw you in it. But unfortunately, ya ikhwa, one of you would say, what you're saying is very dangerous. I'd say to you, it's not dangerous. What I'm saying to you is very simple. We need to understand these principles. Because by the end of the day, when you stand in front of Allah by yourself, wahdak, you're not going to find Abu Adnan standing next to you. You're not going to find anyone standing next to you. You're not going to find any sheikh standing next to you. No one going to tell you what to say and how to think. You're going to answer by yourself. Then prepare an answer to what you meet when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Another important point, يا إخوة, relating to this same topic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described to us, and inshallah this requires a khutbah by itself, that al-insan when he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a loser. We measure things according to what we think it is right and wrong, not what the sharia looks at it as right and wrong. When we look at something and say, subhanallah, this is good. But did the sharia say it's good? And the proof that all your action will result in a loss is in a surah, small surah that Imam al-Shafi'i said about it, if it was to be revealed to mankind, this is it. That is what suffices them, no need more than that. Wal-'asr. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By the Asr, indeed, all of al-insan, al-the-insan, all of mankind in the state of loss. No exception, بدون استثناء. That means al-insan is made from what? Intellect, work, motions. So all your actions are resulted in loss. Your work is in a loss. Your money is in a loss. Your wife and children in a loss. Everything will lead you to loss. Even the breath you take will lead you to loss. That's it. This is it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an exception. And you'll find it also in a few, not in many. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except the ones who have iman. And then they do good deed. And they enjoin haq and they enjoin patience. How is that? Al-Iman, don't translate it as belief. Al-Iman, according to the consensus of our predecessors, qawlun wa amal. Yani believing by your heart only. Al-Iman, laysa fil qalbi faqat, bal huwa, kama qala as-salaf, bi-ijma'ihim, qawlun wa amal. You have to say with your heart. You have to act with your heart. You have to say on your tongue and you have to implement on your limb. That is what Iman means. So you can't claim that you're a mu'min just because you believe in La ilaha illallah. Otherwise you will be in a state of loss. Why? because وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهَذَا عَطْفُ خَاصٍ عَلَى عَمٍ. And this is adding more specific to the general. The general is the concept of iman, which comprises from قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ and the specific عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, to implement the good deeds. طيب, I believe in my heart only I don't implement Islam. You are in a state of loss. You increase your أعمال الصالحات, then you are far away from the state of loss. It's an equation, like a scale. Basically, you are in the state of loss and the hand of loss is down and the hand of success is up. Means you are a loser. The more amal salih, the more the balance tips towards favor and the loss would reduce. That's how it is. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and أَعْمَالُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. There is nothing better you can offer Allah except what He obligated you with. That's it. Is that all? No. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. What is the haqq? Islam. Correct methodology. Spreading it. Protecting it. Defending it. Supporting it with your wealth and supporting it with yourself. مَا هُوَ الْحَقِّ. ما هو الحق؟ الحق هو الإسلام, هو المنهج الصحيح, بالدفاع بنشر المنهج الصحيح بلسانك بقلبك, بالدفاع عنه, بإنفاق الأموال والأنفس تجاهه وفي سبيله, وتواسوا بالحق. And this is more specific than عمل الصالح, because enjoining the haqq is more specific than amal al-salih. It is in itself amal al-salih. And then as a result, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. When you start enjoining the haqq, then there is no doubt the closest one to you will attack you before the further one from you. And your mates will run away from you. And your close ones to you, they will like to stay away from you. And then they will start to talk about you, to demolish you, to demise you, to belittle you. And then, if you are a follower of the majority, then you say, A'udhu Billah from this man, I'm going to stay away from him. Can't you hear what they're saying about him? Isn't it the truth, ya ikhwah? This is how it is all related to each other. A'udhu Billah, I can't hear this, I can't listen to this man. Everyone's saying, be aware from him. But they said this about Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. They said this about Ibn Taymiyyah. They said this about many of our ulama. They said this about Salahuddin al-Ayyubi when he was by himself, and everyone said stay away from Salahuddin. And about others, many. Many who we consider heroes, one day in their life, they were despised by a lot of the community. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Then the person who wants to spread this, it is the bitterest and the hardest pill to swallow, the pill of sabr. Many of us, we don't have that. And unfortunately, if we don't have the sabr, we're going to be touched up with some loss. Pay attention to this and have a lub, to know the haqq from the batil, to research the haqq, and Allah will lead you to it if you are sincere. إخواني في الله, اعقلوا هذا الأمر. علينا أن نتصف باللب كما وصف المولى عز وجل, لنبحث عن الحق ونتبع الحق, للحق أمارات وعلامات. والله سبحانه وتعالى إن كنت مخلصا بنيتك له سيهديك إلى الحق وسيبين لك الحق وسيوضح لك الحق وسيرفع الشبهات عنك, إلا إذا كانت النية غير خالصة لله فسترى الرجل يعوم ويسبح في الضلالة ويتنقل ويتقلب في الظلمات. اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى. اللهم يا واحد يا أحد, اللهم يا الله يا واحد يا أحد, أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين الباطل كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا. اللهم واهدنا إلى صراطك المستقيم. اللهم وأبقنا عليه حتى الممات يا الله. اللهم وأبقنا عليه حتى الممات يا الله. اللهم وارزقنا صبرا لنبقى على صراطك المستقيم. اللهم واعف عنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم واعف عنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا. اللهم انصرهم على الطاغوت. اللهم انصرهم على الطاغوت. اللهم ودمر هذا الطاغوت هو ومن اتبعه ولف لفه ووقف معه يا الله. اللهم عليك بهم وبعلماء السوء الذين يقفون معهم يا الله. اللهم وانصر هذه الأمة. اللهم وانصر إخواننا. اللهم وانصر إخواننا الموحدين في مصر. اللهم وانصرهم نصرا مؤزرا. اللهم وفرج كرب إخواننا في السجون. اللهم وكن لإخواننا الأسرى يا الله. اللهم واهدي زوجاتنا وبناتنا. اللهم واهدهم إلى الحجاب الشرعي الذي يرضيك. اللهم اهدي قلوبهن يا الله. اللهم واهدي قلوبهن يا الله. واجعلهن صالحات عفيفات يا الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وأقم الصلاة.